to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in heaven lift up my heart.
YT88.1 FM. Call your neighbors, relatives, and friends and let them know to tune their radios in for 30 minutes of singing and praising God. Our church, located at 200 Nona Street in the city of Leesville, is pastored by Ella Maurice Johnson, and Sister Judy Johnson is our First Lady. We invite you to join us tomorrow at 9:50 a.m. for Sunday school and then at 11:15 a.m. for our Sunday services. We also invite you to join us on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. for Bible study, on Friday nights at 7:30 during our evangelistic services. Our ministers, missionaries, and deacons expound on God's word. Come on out and see what God has in store for you. For information or transportation, please call us at 239-3845, or you may write to us at Post Office Box 259 in the city of Leesville, 71496. Once again, our telephone number is 239-3845, and our mailing address is Post Office Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496. God bless you, our listening audience, and we invite you to tune in each Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ broadcast.
Amen. While you're standing, if you're not standing, stand. Now, the devil always tried to mess with whatever God is blessing. Well, I want you to give a hand clap of praise so the devil can hear you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Father God, again we come thankful and grateful for the privilege to stand. Pray, oh God, as I stand, you stand in my body. Think with my mind and speak with my mouth. Have your way at this worship time. Dear Father, we ask again the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. I need that you anoint this speaker, anoint my vocal cords, that I may be able to articulate with clarity all you would have me to say. And then, Master, we ask that you would anoint all of our ears for hearing, our hearts for receiving, and our minds for service. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The devil is busy, but I want you to know he's on his job. Then the question is, are we on ours? They says that the founder of Buddhism, Siddhartha Gautama, wanted to find God. He had a great desire to find God. And there was a village at the foot of a hill. And he had heard there was a wise sage that was in that village. And so he went to this village, and he was looking for someone to give him some direction because he wanted to find God. And they told him, say, this the sage, this wise man, he's up in the hills. He's not in the village. So he goes up in the hills, and he looks, and he finally finds him. And he said, I've been looking for you. He said, I want to find God. And say, the sage didn't say anything. He just started walking. And just talking. He walked along with him. He went by a brook, and they were seated. And say, while they were seated at the brook, without any warning, he grabbed him in the back of the neck and plunged his head under the water. With an ironclad grip, he struggled to get a loose, but he couldn't get a loose. And finally he decided, I'm gonna die. And so he started to give up. And as soon as he did, he jerked his head out the water. And soon as he got his breathing back right, he wanted to complain. He said, oh, no, you told me you wanted to find God. He said, and when you want to find him as much as you want that next breath, then you'll find God. So we've come to an age now where the people of God don't seem to want to find God. You know, we want a little of God. You know, maybe on prayer meeting night. Not all day Sunday. Well, we got God on a schedule. And God has to fit in to our schedule. But we need to know if we are serious about God. And that we got to spend some time with God. The 11th chapter of the Gospel as recorded by John. 11th chapter of the Gospel of John. We're going to start reading at verse 38 and read through perhaps verse 44. The 11th chapter of the Gospel as recorded by John. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're still looking, say please wait. If you would pray with me while I try to share the word. Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen. You may be seated. This message, as many, comes to me at a time of my struggle. I was bothering God because it seemed like not even believers was really interested in God. And so I'm questioning God. I'm saying, Lord, what has happened? Is there anyone being saved anymore? And the Holy Spirit brought me to this passage of Scripture and stood me before the grave of Lazarus. And he said to me, I'm still causing them to be alive, but no one is loosing them. And so we're going to talk tonight about alive but not loose. We, in our country, in our world, seem to be so bound with burdens, with problems, that we can't even smile when we ought to smile. And sometimes people question the fact whether or not we are believers. Where is the joy? Where is the steadfastness? Where is the long-suffering? Where is looking beyond where we are to that we can't see? And so we want to walk through this tonight, since then the rest of them didn't come, so I got time. Amen. So we want to walk tonight. Our world scene and our church condition has caused me to revisit this text, because things are not getting better. They're getting worse. But there's always opportunity for us to get better. Things are not going to get better, but we can get better. And once we began to realize that, once we look into this text, we'll be able to see something that will help us to get better. And so I'm trusting tonight that you would pray with me and then walk with me through this passage of Scripture. I want to look at this scripture from this context, beginning at verse 1. And we're going to walk to the text, beginning at verse 38. And if you pray, God will help us tonight. And I want you to know tonight that no one that's not here, this message was not designed for them. Because God knew who was going to be here before time started. And God is not a wasteful God. He would not send a message for someone that's not here. So if you hear it and it sounds like it's for someone else, go to the mirror. And so we see in our text, it started out in the context, it said, now a certain man was sick. named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Tell you what I want you to do, just stick a pin right there. Just stick a pin right there, because we're going to revisit that. But we're just walking right now, okay? Then this 38th verse in the 10th chapter of Luke, you need to be able to stick a pin there as well. For I say, now it came to pass as they went that he, Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And you need to stick a pin right there. And we're going to revisit that. Are y'all going to pray with me tonight? The account of Jesus' relationship with this family in Bethany, with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, is an account of a love relationship. I listened to the person that was giving some ovations to the pastor tonight, and he talked about the love of those two. And that was standing out in their mind and in their conscience and in their thinking. And so this is a love relationship. And this situation happens. Jesus is not present at the sickness of Lazarus. You ought to grasp something here. Because not until the cross do we find in Scripture where anyone dies in the presence of Jesus. Now, that's a tragedy when you think about the cross. That here is a person close enough to have conversation with Jesus and yet die in his presence. And that's still happening right now. The Holy Spirit has come. He's empowered the church, and he's here. He's not going until God called him to come away. And yet, there are people dying in the presence of Jesus right now. No one is concerned anymore. Family members are not concerned. When you talk about Jesus, they go to the next room. Even when you talk to Christian, you talk too long about Christian, about Jesus, they change the conversation. Or they get in a hurry, they got to go. And so the tragedy that happened at the cross is still going on. Because when Jesus showed up, he brought people back to life. There was nobody dying in his presence. So when they sent the message, said to Jesus that the person that you love, he's sick, and you need to come. And John helps us out in this passage of Scripture. John shared with us in verse 5 and 6. John says that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And what I want you to grasp right here is that the delays of Jesus never diminishes the love of Jesus. Because after he hears he's sick, he stayed in the same place two more days. Do you know sometimes, brothers and sisters, we have problems with the delays of Jesus. We begin to wonder if he really cares, or if he's ever going to come and see about us. I want you to know tonight the delays of Jesus. John helps us out, because before he talked about his delay, he said he loved them. So he wanted us to know that the love of Jesus is not diminished just because he doesn't show up when we think he ought to. Are y'all with me? And so when we look at this context tonight, they send for Jesus. And Jesus says, this sickness is not unto death. Literally, he said, this sickness is not beyond what I can do. He stays there 2 more days. And then he finally says, Lazarus is asleep, and I'm going to awake him. The disciples say, well, if he's asleep, he does well. And brothers and sisters, sometimes it seems like in the church, we're all asleep. And maybe we think we're doing well. But Jesus said, Lazarus is what you call dead. But to me, he's just asleep. Because he's not beyond what I can do. And I want you to know tonight, I don't care where you are and your situation and your problem, you are not beyond what Jesus can do. May not come as soon as you call him. But when he shows up, it's in time. Are y'all with me? And so, as we look at this text tonight, here Lazarus is dead, and Jesus said in verse 15, I'm glad I was not there. Had I been there, I wouldn't have been able to go 4 days later. That God could be glorified. Because if I was there, he could not die in my presence. There was some time that God leaves us in a situation because he loves us so. He would pull us out perhaps too early. Because sometimes if we get out too soon, we get back in again. And he needs to leave us there sometime until we learn the lesson that God can be glorified by whatever the situation is. So, he said, I'm going to awaken. And then those that was in Jerusalem, a little less than 2 miles from Bethany, they came to comfort Martha and Mary. But Martha heard that Jesus was on the way. She leaves. She rushed out to meet Jesus. And she said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Did you see your brother again? She said, I know. At the resurrection at the last day, he said to Martha, as he said to you, you may know who I am, but you don't know the kind of who that I am. I am what you're waiting on. I am the resurrection, and I am the life. Martha, you can trust me. And she just passively said, well, I know. But whatever you want to do now, the Father let you do it. I know. But she still didn't believe. And I want you to see this scene clearly. Look in the text. When Martha leaves, not in the word, no one leaves with Martha. Are y'all with me? No one leaves. And I told you I want you to stick a pin with Martha and Mary. Now, we're gonna walk with that for a little while. Martha, when her name comes first, it deals with the house. But when Mary's name comes first, it deals with the village. It speaks of the influence that they have. And I want to say, Brother Pastor, there are some folks, influence will not go beyond these walls. Now, don't look down on that. We need them. They're the one that's going to be chairman of the program. They're the one going to keep things going on in the house. They're the one going to be there when no one else is there. So we need folk in the house, but their influence will go no farther than the walls of the house. So she finally goes back and she tells Mary, the master calleth for thee. Mary, get in a hurry, she get up and she run, and the crowd follows Mary. Are y'all listening to me? Now, her influence went beyond the walls of the church, and you got to have them too. You got to have someone that's going to go into the highways and the hedge and compel men to come to Christ. But you got to have somebody at the house when they get there. You know, often we get in fights one against the other. We look down on people that don't know how to go into the street and do things that someone else does. But if they're there at the house, they know how to welcome those that you bring in.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This has been Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ, with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m.